Chapter 12. Matameo did not know at first whether he was awake or dreaming. The tip of his ear itched irritatingly, but it was as if there were leaden weights on his limbs. He could only raise his paw halfway, then the other paw would start to come upward, as if pulled like a puppet on a string. From far away, he heard unpleasant sniggering and a loud swishing noise. Crack! The young mouse arched his back in agony as a searing pain lanced across him. His eyes opened with shock. He saw Vitch swinging a long, thin willow cane. The second blow caught him low across the flanks. Stung by pain and rage, Matameo tried to leap up and teach the little rat a good lesson. But he stumbled, falling backwards with manacles clanking around him. He was chained. Vitch laughed nastily and raised the whipping cane slowly.
Come on, spoit baby, labby pit. What are you going to do now, eh?
Again and again the cane rose and fell, striking the young prisoner indiscriminately. In his excitement, Vitch was jumping about as he wielded the thin willow.
There's no silly badger to stop me now, is there? I won't have to scrub floors and clean saucepans now. Take that and that and that.
He danced in too close. Under the stinging rain of blows, Matameo saw Vitch's paw step within his reach. Crossing both paws tightly, the young mouse tugged hard, bringing the little rat crashing down. Matameo bit, butted and belaboured away at his tormentor with the slack of the chain.
Help! Help! Murder! He's killing me!
Vitch screamed in panic. Three Claws the Weasel hauled them roughly apart. He kicked Matameo down and flung Vitch against the far wall.
Hell's teeth! Stop screeching and shouting, will you? What's going on here?
Vitch was quivering with indignation.
You stop shoving me about, Three Claws! Slagol said I could take me revenge on that one when we had him chained up.
The weasel looked at him disgustedly.
You weren't making a very good job of it, were you? From what I saw, this mouse was giving you a good hiding.
Vitch dashed forward, swinging the cane.
I'll teach him a lesson he won't forget this time.
Three Claws caught the cane and pulled it from Vitch's grasp, then grabbed the struggling rat firmly by the neck fur.
No, you won't, Snotnose. I'm in charge while Slagar's not here. There's to be no noise, see? We don't want any creature who's out searching to hear anything. Now, you just behave yourself, or I'll lay this cane across your back, rat.
Vitch slumped against the windowsill, snivelling, but he obeyed the weasel's order. Matameo looked about. There were others chained up around the walls. Mice, squirrels, hedgehogs, all of them young creatures. He saw Tim and Tess and Sam Squirrel chained against the far wall, fetters clanking. He waved to them.
Sam, Tim, Tess, how did we get here?
He asked.
Silence there!
Half-Tail the Stoat shouted and pointed a dagger warningly at Matameo.
Shut up, mouse! You've been told once, save your breath. You're going to need it for marching.